With Christmas coming up, you can see fairy tales differently with RNIB and a new book called Red and the Wolf. Now, it's a bit of a modern twist on the classic Little Red Riding Hood, but what's different about it? Well, to tell us a little bit more, we have with us the author. It's Deborah Fedgeman. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you get involved in this project? What was appealing about it to you?
Oh, well, I actually saw it as a competition run for a writer and illustrator to work with this project. I thought it was a fantastic idea to have a creative way of talking about children with sight loss that didn't make it the focus of the whole story, so that the people could sort of discover in their own way just through reading the story and enjoying the story. My favourite part of writing the book was actually the process when I was working with the editor and the illustrator, because we had the most fantastic conversations about the plot, and we would kind of get very sucked into little details about sort of the funny pictures and just sort of debating what kind of sweets should the granny be eating, for example, and like what kind of sweets would children know about these days? Do they still have rhubarb and custard sweets? So we had these excellent conversations, and it's such a creative process to be part of. But I've never worked with another illustrator, and I really enjoy that kind of collaboration. I feel like there's a lot of spontaneity, and the picture's so full of life and colour and really enjoyment. And I think that sort of came out, like, I think that came out of the way that we wrote it, with a lot of energy, quite a lot of speed and a lot of determination and enthusiasm.
Was it a favourite character then, or were they all as good as each other?
Do you know what? I quite like the wolf. So without giving any spoilers, I feel like he's a character that you can become quite attached to.
That's a bit of an unusual one to pick, isn't it? The wolf is kind of the villain, really, normally, isn't he?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's goodies and baddies in this story, but I don't want to give away the ending.
What was it like rewriting a classic tale? You're almost entrusted, aren't you, with the sort of Little Red Riding Hood that people know from, you know, decades, if you like.
Well, exactly. So that's why this is such a fantastic approach to this whole idea of writing stories about children with disability, because a fairy story is something is so strong, such a strong framework that people already know, and you can kind of hang any sort of different background on it. And I particularly wanted to write this Red Riding Hood story because partly she's a fantastic strong girl character, and I've got two daughters, so I was in favour of stories with strong girls. And then also she gets involved in journey, she's kind of going out, she doesn't let things stand in her way, and she kind of solves her own difficulties in the fairy tale itself. She just kind of goes for it.
I suppose when you think of the children who'll be reading this, you know, it's young tots who are learning to read, and, you know, they soak up information like sponges. So, you know, it's a great opportunity, isn't it, to get that sort of inclusion and that sort of diversity message out there.
Yeah, that's right, because it's a story that people probably already know, and for young children, they might be being introduced to it for the first time, but it's got this kind of interesting aspect about it. Intriguingly, this girl has got a stick. Why has she got a stick? So that's the kind of thing that hopefully adults reading with a child could talk about those things, and how children with sight loss will do things a bit differently, but still the story sort of showing how there's just a lot of fun in life, and often any adult might not know about how things are for children with sight loss, and it's a good chance for them to talk about it and learn about it from the book as well.
I was going to ask you, you know, that important part which you kind of highlighted earlier was reading with your child, you know, the adults and the children reading and learning together. They're almost bouncing off each other, aren't they, and getting that whole, you know, that nice kind of sitting with your little one and just reading a classic story that you probably read or had read to yourself.
And it's one of those things that you often spend as much time chatting while you're reading a book as actually reading the story. So that's one of the nice things about picture books, because like you say, children at that age, they're constantly looking at all the details in the pictures as well, and asking questions and sort of becoming attached to different things in it. So this is a perfect way for getting kids to talk about what's happening with Red and her sight loss, but also just about the story itself.
You know, it's in 16 fonts, so it's in large print. That the pictures are contrasting as well. The pictures, the illustrations are fabulous in this. It sounds as if it was a really enjoyable piece to work on. But is there maybe another classic tale or a classic character that you think you'd love to get stuck into and rewrite again?
Classic fairy tales tend to have really, really strong characters, really strong storylines that are easily recognisable. So it's a great base that you can take to kind of play around and add in some different ideas. Things like Jack and the Beanstalk, where There's a child who's very curious, trying to explore, and then gets involved with a little bit of magic and a huge challenge. So I think that tends to be common to a lot of fairy tales, and that's a great background, this sort of thing. And I also quite like, perversely, I quite like Cinderella, because although I don't think everyone loves the character Cinderella, because she can be a little bit feeble in the way she just sits there, and you feel like, you just think she sort of needs to get a little bit of self-esteem. Cinderella would be a great one to work on if you could get a story where the child is really strong, rather than the kind of classic Cinderella version where she tends to be, you feel like she kind of gets pushed around a lot by her stepfamily, horrible as they are, but a kind of character where she can make her own way, and maybe there's a bit of the child solving their own dilemmas.
If you would like to order Red and the Wolf, it is a fantastic story. The illustrations are amazing. It comes in 16 font with those amazing pictures. And there's even audio that comes with it as well. So there's sound effects, there's little noises, little sparkles, so your little one knows when to turn the page. Very interactive. Do head along to readalong.org.uk. That's readalong.org.uk, or call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. It would make a fabulous Christmas gift. Deborah, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio, and thank you for telling us all about the book.
Thank you very much.